Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
I mean, I'm just happy we were up 4-2, so it wasn't a go-ahead goal or anything like that. But, I mean, it was fun. Like, it was fun to experience that. You know, I think that obviously what doesn't officially count, but, I mean, it looked... I don't think it really affected the play, so it felt like a good goal, obviously, and Yamo and Devo made a great play there, and just to get the crowd reaction to it was pretty cool.
Ah, yes. Thousands and thousands of hats raining down from the rafters of Rogers Place. And then the goal was under review. And it was, well, was this under review because he got pushed into the net? Because that, how could that be called off? Oh, no. The play is under review for offside. And unfortunately, long after you had tossed your hat onto the ice, long after the ice crew had come up, swept it up into a garbage can, put it in a bin, and gotten ready to donate it off to some local Christmas charity, long after that, the goal was ruled offside. But nevertheless, Dave Tippett says that Hyman's work ethic and tenacity are an absolute blessing on this roster.
That's what he brings every night. We said that in the coach's room after the first period. We should have a few of our players stop looking at the iPad and start looking at Hyman out there, right? Plays the game honest, plays the game hard. We talk about getting their nose over the puck and competing for loose pucks. He's the epitome of that. We could have some more guys do that.
And yet the disrespect showed by Evan Rodriguez to drape himself on that 2-on-0 empty net breakaway with McDavid and Hyman. And he just said, you know what, Zach, you're not getting this hat trick tonight. I know we've already taken it away from you once. I am not letting you have it in the dying seconds of this game. And then McDavid begrudgingly had to tuck it into the empty net to make it 5-2. Obviously, it's been a pretty seamless fit for Hyman since joining Edmonton. He spoke about that postgame.
Yeah, no, I think I've said it a bunch before. Just getting to know the guys who are in Toronto before really helped. Training with those guys, Connor, Darnell, Devin and Warren were all there. So getting to know them and kind of being a part of a little smaller group right before, and then coming early and meeting guys, you know, the guys who are here and getting to know them. So, you know, I think it's credit to the guys of being so welcoming, and we have a lot of new guys this year. And I think that it's, you know, the new guys having impacts is a result of, you know, being comfortable and confident. And it's a testament to the group here. And then just having a lot of fun. And I think, you know, every year in the league, you try to develop and get better, even if you're an older player or a veteran. I think there's a misconception with, you know, you can only get better when you're a certain age. But I think, you know, for me, it's always been about figuring out how I can take my game to the next level and working on it in the summertime and just trying to improve.
It's just every time you get somebody with a position to answer a question about what Zach Hyman means to the franchise, whether it's Mike Smith talking about the role model that Hyman is for his kids, or Tippett talking about how people literally need to watch the way that he plays the game because that's quintessential hockey. Hey, this, you know... You can't underscore the value of this addition. I know you listen to Oilers Now, you listen to 10 hours worth of Oilers-centric hockey talk a week, and then you probably turn around and listen to the Face-Off show and then the hockey game as well. So I suspect you might even be a little bit tired of hearing about Hyman's value to this Oilers franchise, but I urge you to just enjoy it. He chose Edmonton. He wanted to play alongside Connor. He complements the game of either Draisaitl or McDavid so well. He can be trusted by the coach. He plays in both special team situations. Sorry, Toronto fans. Good thing you're doing just fine without him, right? You weren't. You weren't to begin the season, and there was a lot of hysteria, but Jack Campbell seems to have settled things down. Anyway, I wanted to talk this half hour about the upcoming World Junior Championships in part, but mostly because of how many Edmonton Oil Kings are likely to represent Canada in particular, and then you've got Jacob Demick, who's heading off to Slovakia's team as he rides a great WHL season. But Team Canada with Jake Neighbors, he'll be there. Dylan Gunther, in all likelihood, will be there as well. Sebastian Kosa should be the starting goaltender of that team, even over returnee Dylan Garand. And then you've got Caden Gooley. Newly acquired Caden Gooley. What a blockbuster deal that was. Kick your feet up, because you've got a while I figure out and read here for you what the return to Prince Albert was in order to acquire the league's best defenseman. So going the other way to acquire 19-year-old Caden Gooley from Prince Albert, the Raiders received forward Carson Latimer, defenseman Eric Johnston, a first-round pick in this 2021 WHL Prospects Draft that did originally belong to Kelowna, a first-round pick in 2023, a conditional third-rounder in 2025, and a sixth-round pick. It was Prince Albert's. They get it back in 2022. So all in all, six assets going back the other way. We'll hear from Kurt Hill in a moment, but last night it was Gooley himself joining Reed Wilkins on the Face-Off show on the Oilers Radio Network just hours after being acquired by Edmonton. He starts with his reaction to the deal.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of a crazy day. Just at the rink and was watching that Hockey Canada announce the roster there for camp and just hanging out with the guys. And there was a tweet that surfaced about it. And someone showed me that. And then about 2 minutes later, I got called into Curtis Hunt's office there in PA, and he gave me the news. So a little bit of a hectic day, trying to get everything going here and get to Edmonton tomorrow.
All right. Well, and the Oil Kings are having a really good season. Obviously, a team with a lot of high hopes this year. And, I mean, you're from the Edmonton area, so how does it feel not just to come to a good team, but also to sort of come home?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I've been watching the Oil Kings back when they had Bressois there, Laurent Bressois and Curtis Lazar and those type of guys when they had that really good team there and for the couple of years. And I was one of those kids in the stands chanting LB when he'd make a huge save. And so it's cool to kind of get back to Edmonton there and play for the Oil Kings. It's something that has been a bit of a dream of mine since I've been younger, just watching the Oil Kings and growing up in the Edmonton area.
Your season, I mean, look, I can give the stats. You got 15 points in 17 games, which is pretty good for a defenseman. But I know, obviously, defending and playing physical is a big part of who you are as well. Let fans who haven't seen you play a lot, let them know what they're going to see when they come to an Oil Kings game.
Yeah, I think they're going to get a two-way defenseman that's a pretty strong skater. Likes to just get into to his advantage and take care of his defensive zone first and get up on offense when the chance is there. So I think just a steady two-way defenseman that likes to take care of his own end and be physical.
How have you felt how you've played this year so far?
I mean, solid. I mean, it was obviously coming in a little bit late to the guys there, being in Montreal for a little bit. And yeah, I mean, I thought the team, I mean, we struggled at times, but, you know, we had a young team and the guys did really well these past couple weeks. We had some really good games there. And, but I mean, yeah, the team did well, all the new guys coming in. So.
All right. And obviously you mentioned the announcement this morning for the 35 players for the World Junior Selection Camp and a chance for you to do that again and do it in Edmonton again, but this time with fans. Tell me about your look, most people thought you were going to be named today, but once you actually saw it official and now where do you kind of go from here with that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's special. I mean, nothing's really guaranteed at this level of hockey anymore. So, I mean, obviously it's special getting the call yesterday and seeing it on TV today. And, I mean, yeah, just getting to have fans in Edmonton is going to be great. And I know just from watching Oilers games on TV and seeing how loud the fans can get and how packed that building can get is awesome. So I'm excited to get to Edmonton for the Oil Kings and hopefully for the World Juniors.
All right. And, you know, I mentioned coming home, obviously. How quickly did you call or text some family members and friends today? What was their reaction?
Yeah, right away. Called my mom right away and told her I was coming home, and she's excited, but I mean, obviously a little bit sad too. Just I've been in PA for the past 4 years and it's a little bit different, but I mean, it's at the end of the day, it is a business and something that that happens in this day and age. So yeah, I mean, obviously family members are excited and it'll be nice to come home.
A homecoming for the Sherwood Park product, Caden Gooley. That was him with Reed on the face-off show ahead of last night's hockey game. And I mean, you really watch some film on Gooley, and what is he going to bring Edmonton? Well, this at an elite level. Yeah, you mentioned his skating. Watch his gap control. Watch it at the World Juniors. The way that he uses his skating to just eliminate the space of the opposing of the attacker. And this kid hits like a Mack truck. You ever seen one of those things flying down the highway? A big old two-trailer semi-truck? He hits like that. He does. And he can because of the way that he explodes through his strides. And he times it out really well. He's got obviously a high hockey IQ. I know I'm probably preaching to the choir. Brendan, of course, he was a first-round pick in the NHL draft. Well, okay, but I'm still saying you add this guy to the mix. You add, veteran wherewithal too. These kids, I really think, benefit from having the opportunity to attend these Hockey Canada teams, which this go around for Gooley will be his third. He played in the U17s in 2019, and then obviously last year winning silver with Team Canada here in Edmonton. He had 3 points in 7 games when he cracked last year's team. So I'm sure they're going to be expecting a lot out of him, Team Canada-wise and Oil Kings-wise. And think about that back end in Edmonton now with Luke Prokop already. You've got the monstrous third-rounder of the Nashville Predators that was acquired earlier in this season. And now if they're not a Memorial Cup favorite, I don't know how else you become one. I really don't. So not lost on me, and I'm sure not lost on you, is the acquisition cost of all this. Well, Kurt Hill, general manager of the Oil Kings, have pulled this all off. Let's start with just the deal coming together, because it was by no means a quick text that resulted in all of this.
You know, it's a long time, let me put it that way. I mean, it's obviously something we explored in the summer. There's some targets that we wanted to start, talking to teams about, and Caden was obviously a guy that was pretty much number one on our list. I mean, what he brings to the organization is huge. His experience, he's won before. You know, the way he plays the game, he competes just at such a high level. It's just, you know, we're adding one of the marquee players across not just the Western League, but the CHL. And yeah, but, well, I guess long answer to your question, but it was probably a good 2 to 3 months to finally get it all sealed up and done here today.
As a 17-year-old, he went to the Memorial Cup with the Prince Albert Raiders in 2019. So that's what Kurt Hill's saying. This kid's been here before, you know, at our level as well as the World Junior level. But the acquisition cost, I mentioned 6 assets going the other way. Here's Hill again.
You know, I think anytime you're trying to acquire one of the best players in the country, you know, there's going to be significant pieces going the other way. And, you know, Johnston and Latimer are, you know, guys that we drafted in this organization and are good players already and going to continue to be great players in this league. And you know, the picks, we've acquired some picks that, you know, I think that makes that hurt a little bit less. You know, I think we still have our first round pick this year in the draft, and in 2022 the draft in May we have our first round pick, so being able to protect those, you know, was important. I like where our pick inventory is at, but you know, I guess at the end of the day, this is what we feel as an organization that Caden's going to bring. You know, I think we were prepared to pay that price, and we think he's going to be a big addition to help us try to win this thing. And, you know, like I said, it's up to the guys in the room at this point, and we'll go from there.
The Oil Kings 16-4-3 on the season. They're trailing only Winnipeg in the Eastern Conference standings. They're only playing within the Eastern Conference this year. Edmonton fourth in the country in this week's CHL top 10 rankings. It's the real deal, and that was before they acquired Gouley. Now, are you done making moves, Kurt Hill? I mean, you've still got some time and assets, right?
I think we're going to be looking and seeing what's out there on the market for sure. I don't, these next 10 games, we're going to see what the depth of our team, our older guys that aren't going to the World Juniors, how they're going to play, and, the rest of our depth and where our young players are at when those guys are gone. Everyone's going to get a lot of opportunity to play here over this next month. And, with the deadline being January 17th, it gives us a little bit more time to evaluate and see where we're at and see who's on the market.
Let's do the Scott Arthur, the prospect report for Scott Arthur Millwork custom cabinetry. Let's try that all again. Your Oilers Now prospect report is brought to you by Scott Arthur Millwork custom cabinetry, luxury closets, and exceptional millwork. Visit scottarthurmillwork.com today. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. We're talking about it right now. Hey, World Junior season is upon us. We're seeing the rosters get released across the board. Canada's dropping yesterday. The tournament, or the camp itself, I should say, opens down in Calgary on the 9th of December. It'll run through the 12th. And it features just three returnees: Winnipeg draft pick Cole Perfetti, Oil Kings defenseman Caden Gooley, and Kamloops Blazers goaltender Dylan Garand. But again, he's likely to back up Sebastian Coso when the puck drops later this month. Brett Brochu, who's the goaltender for the London Knights, is the third name on that list. There's no competition. The goalies are the goalies. Excuse me. Other noteworthy names, though, the exceptional picks, Shane Wright and Connor Bedard, both of them still draft eligible in the NHL. You've got 2021's first overall pick, Owen Power. He's been having an excellent sophomore season at Michigan. He will be there representing Canada. Jake Neighbors, Dylan Gunther, they've got some solid company up front in Oilers property. Xavier Borgo, he was named, as were fellow WHL standouts Ridley Gregg from Brandon and Logan Stankoven from Kamloops. So some interesting names that you might be familiar with. If not, of course, this is the time of year where we all get familiar with the names that are likely soon to make a serious impact in the NHL. World Juniors are just great. I can't believe it's been in Edmonton 2 years in a row. You get a chance to attend it this year, and you know that's going to make all the difference in the atmosphere and the buzz for the players. So they'll all be amped up. Plenty of Oil Kings representation there as well. We are closing in.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On the show's end here, the Thursday edition of Oilers Now. We'll be back in a moment to wrap her up after this.
Hi, this is Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Japanese Village, open to serve you at any one of their five Edmonton and area locations. You can try the legendary Wagyu steak cooked right before your eyes. Reserve now at jvedmonton.ca. Oh, it's a whole experience. You get the show, you get the chef, chucking it up in the air and catching it back down on the spoon or it's great. I cannot recommend Japanese Village enough. Absolutely delicious food as well. And you already know that cars cost less in Wetaskiwin, but did you know that Brent Ridge Ford in Wetaskiwin are 10-time President's Award winners for customer satisfaction? What does that even mean, Brendan? Well, it means treating people fairly, fully transparent negotiations, and making sure that advertised prices include all accessories, fees, and taxes except for GST. If those attributes are important to you, you can phone our friends, Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at 1-877-477-3673 or visit BrentRidge.com. A couple quick texts here to wrap up the show. A couple of people getting on Kevin Weeks saying, hey man, the Oilers struggled a little bit more than you suggested. Did you watch the game? Yanni Gourde as a suggested acquisition for the Edmonton Oilers to maybe solidify a bottom six role, I would think, for a player like Gourde. I suppose he's flexible enough. He can get up and into the top nine of a lineup, sure. But I don't know. Seattle, to me, is one of the teams that you could definitely target as a seller towards the end of, you know, where the trade deadline creeps up and that kind of thing. I bet you there's different fish than Yanni Gourde that this team's interested in. You know, I bet you if they're going to go get a guy like Yanni Gourde, they'd probably rather have a guy like Jake DeBrusk. They would. And it's going to cost them, in my opinion, if not a future first-round pick, a first-round pick that's already within the system. But I've been told that they're not necessarily eager to part with assets that they already have. So would a future first-round pick, would you want to give that up for a guy like Jake DeBrusk if you could work him into the books? I mean, I think there's plenty of player there. He's so young. He's a former first-rounder in his own right. And, you know, he's already proven that he can score 30 goals in this league. But that's not what he would be asked to do on this team. And therefore, you know, if you get 15, 16, 17 out of Jake DeBrusk or a player of his ilk, something to complement what's going on with this group, maybe round it out a little bit more, and now you're talking about a playoff contender, baby. Right? Right. Royal Pizzas, pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years now. For a menu and a list of their 14 Edmonton and area locations, you can go online to royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. This day in Oilers history is brought to you by New West Travel. Again, if you're looking for a great Oilers road trip, why don't you fly nonstop to Nashville with Flair Airlines? Watch the Oilers play for only $1,750. Call New West Travel or go online at newwesttravel.com. We go back to 1966 when former Oilers captain Kelly Buckberger is born in Langenberg, Saskatchewan. He was drafted by Edmonton in the ninth round of the 1985 draft. Talk about a find. And played 12 years with the franchise, leaving as the last standing member when the Atlanta Thrashers took him in the expansion draft. Now, after winning Stanley Cups in 1987 and 1990, Buckberger was eventually named the ninth captain in team history. He wore the C for four seasons. This day in Oilers history brought to you by New West Travel. Looking for a great road trip? You can fly nonstop down to Seattle with Flair Airlines. Watch the Oilers play for only $1,750. Call New West Travel. Go online, newwesttravel.com. I believe Kelly's son, Keaton, just got married not that long ago. Congratulations to him. Hey, coming up tonight on 630 Ched, we've got Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins, 6 to 8 o'clock. You'll have much more coming from the Oilers' optional skate today. Again, Darnell Nurse, Devin Shore were out there. Doesn't sound like any of the missing bodies will return in time for tomorrow's contest against Seattle. Legendary NHL play-by-play voice Mike Doc Emrick will be on Inside Sports tonight. I'll be tuning into that. Legendary voice of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers Bob Irving, who will call his final game on Sunday in the West Final. And more Oil King Talk, head coach Brad Lauer will join as well. Always a pleasure chatting with you. Coming up tomorrow, Bob will be back live to tee up that game against Seattle. Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey on Rogers for our friends at Mid-City Construction. And of course, Sportsnet's Mark Spector for the horses, Horse Racing Alberta as well. 16-5 on the season, 9-1 on home ice. They'll hit Seattle and then they're back for six more at home. Could be the start of something special here this season, ladies and gentlemen. The pleasure, as Jack likes to say, was all ours. Off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, and then 6:30 Jet Afternoons with Jalen Nye.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 Chad.